Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is titled Old Friends Lead to New Thoughts. It was 1998 and we talked of helping the people of Rwanda, owning Ferraris, becoming influential leaders, buying houses and settling down with the people we loved. Yes, back then we were clear on the goals that each of us had. 6 years earlier, we'd stood with sweating foreheads, shaking with anticipation, wondering whether the previous 3 years was going to open the doors we wanted to go through. We were of course waiting for our final results. Some of us had clear goals, others like me were less sure. But what had brought us together, as a group of friends, was the compatible set of dreams and values that we had. And of course, being students, a few pints of beer and it was now August 2007, and once again we were united. It was incredibly easy to slip back into conversation, and a little phrase so often mentioned by Peter Thompson, author of The Achiever's Edge, jumped into my brain. If only I knew now what I knew then. I was being prompted to reveal whether I'd achieved the goals I set out to achieve 9 years ago. And hence, I began to assess my level of success against these. However, even more interestingly, the conversations and questions I was asked reminded me of the values I had way back in 1992, providing clarity to those pure values which had over the years sunk deeper and deeper within me. So as Mary Smilts wrote in the Chicago Tribunal on the 1st of June 1997, understand that friends come and go, but for the precious few you should hold on to. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography, in lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Then, perhaps like me, you might find some, if only I knew now what I knew then, inspiration, which I found on a wet weekend in August. Till next week, enjoy your friendships. David Gardner.